Well, hello guys. Now here's a cautionary tale for you. And it's about Thailand. And you know I was living there for over 10 years or more. And this is the island Khao To. It's kind of on the left side of the bay as you look at the map. Not as far down as Phuket. I've circled it on a map here for you. Now it's not a very big island, not as popular as Koh Samui or as big. But there's still some places to visit there and some parties going on. And like I say, it can be paradise. But if any of you guys go to Thailand, you gotta always keep your wits about you and keep one foot firmly on the ground. Now here's a 35-year-old English guy, a Brit, who went to Khao To and basically never come back. I think he was there for 2 years anyway. And I met a lot of guys like who didn't want to go home from Thailand and kind of tried to stay. But the trouble is, you need money. For me, I had savings and I worked as an English teacher, which didn't pay for everything, but it helped. But you really can't get a job of anything over there, except maybe teaching English. Unfortunately, this guy didn't teach English, and there was probably no call for it on that island. So maybe he had savings he was using for those 2 years, or maybe not. You know, I saw quite a few Falang who didn't want to go home but had no money and they were kind of bumming it. They weren't really living there anymore. I guess they just didn't want to leave. But unfortunately, this guy started dealing drugs, selling drugs, to survive. Apparently, he'd go out at 8 p.m. at night to the local bars and sell the drugs to the tourists. And the police had been watching him for over 5 months. And a few days before, he just got married to a Thai femun, had a big wedding ceremony, and his family was there. But a few days after his family went back, the police stopped him. And you know, you really don't do hard drugs in Thailand, because the penalty is quite harsh. They did find a selection of drugs he was carrying, and obviously he was selling them. Of course, the police knew that, that's why they waited for so long. Generally, drug trafficking in Thailand, you do many years in jail, or even the death penalty. But this guy has admitted what he was doing, that may help him a bit, but he's still probably going to spend a long time in jail. And of course it can happen to anybody, guys. This is a normal type guy, came from a normal family. This is his mother and father, looked like good people, lived in a very nice house, very nice neighborhood. But I guess he's going to learn the other side of paradise. I wanted to mention this story, and I'll put a link to it down below, because if any of you guys go to Thailand, for Christ's sake, take enough money behind you. Have some savings in the bank, because if your money completely runs out, you're going to get desperate. And I believe this guy even has a baby as well. So if your money runs out, leave Thailand, because it's no good being there without it. But this guy didn't want to leave. Well, I guess he won't be able to leave for quite some time now. When you're living on an island like that, you probably think the laws don't apply anymore. Well, they do, especially about drugs in Thailand. This chap is 35 years of age. You'd think he'd know a lot better, but it can happen to anybody. Sawadee krap.